You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view. A Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Typefrag.com. Use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and get 25% off your first month. We're also brought to you by Doghouse Systems. Use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and get a $25 gift certificate to Jinx.com. Welcome to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, episode 132. It is I, Merrick.
I'm Golden Sky. It's I, Golden Star.
Oh, and if we sound a little bit different, we apologize.
Merrick broke our mixer.
I keep breaking stuff.
Yeah.
It makes Golden Star happy.
No, it doesn't.
But she knows I'm upset about it because she saw me running around trying to fix it.
Yeah, he was trying desperately to fix it. So he did try to fix it, but it just won't work. So we're back on our old little tiny.
Keep breaking that. I broke the washing machine. I broke this.
The dumbs heard about that because they were trying to tell me something and I wasn't listening because I was screaming at you about the washing machine.
I break everything. And then I open it up and then I realize I have no idea what's going on in there. I'm just like, okay, I'm going to close the back of the washing machine now because it is not what I pictured in my head. Way more complex.
You're like, I can fix it.
There's wires. That's hydraulic stuff. If I touch it, I got lots of grease on my hands, though.
Yes.
Yeah, that made you happy.
Yes.
Then I got it on our daughter, which made you even more happy. She was helping. Oh, so I want to actually bring it back to the podcast. We have I need to change the intro, and that'll be something I do very soon.
Okay.
But our promo for Doghouse Systems has actually changed.
Oh, yeah?
It's the same code.
Okay.
But now, if you use that code, boom, twice the RAM.
Oh, for nice. Free.
Until up to the maximum, which I believe is 16 gigs. It depends on the system that you get. But it's double the RAM now. And if you do get the maximum RAM, they will actually, I think, reimburse you. Is the way I understand it. I'm gonna clarify that for sure. But I believe if you get like 16 gigs, if that's the maximum, or 8 gigs or whatever, they will refund you. They'll write, you know, refund
for
you
the extra.
Write you a check. Mm-hmm. So, same code. We're just switched over to double RAM now because we're double RAM. Awesome.
Double awesome.
Yeah, and I want to thank Doghouse Systems. They are just a joy to work with. Those guys are awesome.
Agreed.
And I know you love your system.
I do.
Yeah.
I am lovingly stroking it right now. It is beautiful.
I am jealous of your system, actually.
I know you are. Don't touch it.
The more... Well, I mean, we got into Isengard, and I gotta say, with the fact that they don't have that tool that will deparse or defrag...
your system now?
Yeah, well, the DAT files.
Right.
It's a little bit... I get a lot of lag sometimes. I'm definitely... My machine is starting to feel it, and that SSD drive that I know you have makes everything silky smooth, and I get jealous of it. So, yeah, you get...
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Or Bull Roar Took Day.
Yep.
Whatever holiday you decide to celebrate on March 17th, which is the day we are recording today.
Yep.
Stop reading the chat, baby.
I wore green. You pinched me.
I did not pinch you.
You did pinch me.
Actually. I pinched you when you were not wearing green.
Yes, that's true.
You can't put on green later and then yell at me for pinching you earlier in the day.
I'm not yelling. Maybe I wanted you to pinch me, and so I didn't wear green.
Baby Hobbit was very into that. She was looking for people to pinch.
She came up to me and she's like, I got you. She didn't pinch me, but
she
pretended to pinch me. She didn't really know what the pinching is.
No. But. She was very excited, though. We're going to go see Oma and Opa Hobbit. And I was like, I bet you Opa Hobbit didn't remember to wear green. Get ready to pinch him.
No, your mom forgot to wear green. Yeah. Your dad wore green.
Oma Hobbit forgot to wear green.
They're wearing green later today, though.
Yeah.
So, I guess we'll get into it. This is a show about the Lord of the Rings Online. It's probably something that we should talk about eventually. What did you do this week?
Well, I have a lot to talk about because I am
tell you about what I did, too. Since I already interrupt you, I always interrupt you. I might as well just go.
Well,
right
just
now.
Go ahead. You can go
no,
first.
No, I'm kidding. You go ahead.
You have absolutely nothing written down here.
I do, too. I did put something in there.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
I did a lot this week. I am pretty much dangerously stepping the line of casualness because I'm a big time writer now.
Yeah, I'm going to blow that away in a second, but go ahead.
Going to blow that away?
Go ahead.
Why?
No, go. You did have a very good week. You're very fortuitous week.
I am a big time writer. I don't care what you did. What you did does not affect me.
I did the same thing you did.
But the stuff that I do is not normally what I do. That's what I'm saying.
No, it's not.
Dumb time this week was excellent. I got two levels this week. I'm level 56 now.
You guys are blown by me.
Yeah, I think I'm halfway to 57, and Hoppy is already 57. So we're doing really, really well. We successfully ran the Forgotten Treasury. That's a first for me on any character. Golden Star had never been there. This was the first for my burglar. We did it on level and killed the trolls. And so we were very excited about that. And then we went to the Grand Stair and started killing some of the bosses in there. But that is a humongous dungeon. And we did not finish it just because of time. So we killed, I turned in like 9 quests when we got out of there. I don't know. It was a lot of stuff. So, that was great. And then I was invited to join a Drygok raid, which was successful. And I got 2 pieces of just not raid gear, but, nicer
stuff that dropped from the raid.
Stuff that dropped from the raid that was nicer than what I was wearing. So I got 2 things there, and everybody was teasing because I got I took 2 things at once because it was light armor and nobody else wanted it. And they were like, well, we'll just give both these to Golden Star. And then they were like, Golden Star totally is a ninja looter. So yeah, I'm like, yeah, I just come to raids to steal all your guys' stuff. So I did that. And then that was my first time for Drygok. I had never even seen the fight before.
Yeah, you actually had to do the intro quest.
I had to do the intro quest, and everybody waited for me, which was very nice. Did not bug out on me at all.
Nope. We did it in 1 shot.
And we did it with 9?
Yeah, something like that. It took a couple hours, but we got it.
A couple hours? I don't think it was that long.
It was about an hour and a half or something like that. I don't know. I mean, what happened?
I
had like 3
I have to say
rolls.
That I loved it. I had fun. I'd never seen it before. But who in the heck thinks that... I'm sorry. Kill his legs, tickle his belly. Kill his legs, tickle his belly. Rinse, repeat for an hour and a half? That's what that fight is.
Yeah, well... It's kind of funny that you'd say that because Contains Moderate Peril had a post on that. I think I told you about this afterwards about how it was kind of, I forgot what you called it, Zusha. I think you're in the chat. But I think it's a exercise in, just kind of, it's redundancy or something like that. I'll have to find it
somewhere. Yeah. Yeah. Alpha Man asked me what I did in there. I was kind of a switch hitter in there. I was healing on the feet and on phase 3, but when we went and tickled his belly, I was instructed to go War Speech so that we would have an extra DPSer. Not that my DPS was excellent, but it couldn't hurt. So I was switching back and forth, and Lily was the one who was doing all the main healing, and she was fantastic. So,
yeah, I think the thing with Drygok, though, is, and we talked about this a little bit afterwards, from a systems point of view, where they built it they built it from the ground up with all the AI.
The lip syncing was really good. I was impressed with that. Someone kept standing in front of me, and I kept on like, I'm a hobbit, so I would like see he would stand in front of me, and then it was its butt, and I'm like, I'm trying to look at the darn dragon.
Yeah, but Contains Water Apparel. I'll go back to it because I found the article. It is it's the very definition of rinse and repeat, because you attack 4 legs, he falls down, you attack the body.
Yeah.
You attack 4 legs, he falls down, you get the body. And all phases are like that. I mean, it's a very cool concept fight, but I think it's a little bit too long. He's got a little bit too much health, because that really drags it out quite a bit.
Well, and you're not doing anything. Okay, this is a secret that we can't tell our raid leader. Hopefully he's not listening, but he's like, okay, phase three. And I seriously went, crap, I did not listen to what he said about phase three because I expected to be dead by now. Right. And so I was like, oh no, I'm panicking. I'm standing where everybody else is standing and ready to heal because I'm like terrified of phase three. And then it was just more of the same. So yeah. It was okay.
And Matrix brings up a good point, something I forgot. They actually have reduced his health since he was released.
Oh, wow. So that would even be even longer?
Yeah, he used to be even longer. Now, if you have... Now, I've been in a group, though, where you have the right amount of DPS. He can go pretty quickly.
Oh, I'm sure. We didn't have a full 12. And I didn't know what I was doing. And we had at least one other person who'd never been there before. So there was also a learning curve, which it probably took us a little longer to kill the feat than normal, just because we didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah.
So, and then I misunderstood. I went to War Speech when we were tickling his belly, and then I didn't get out of War Speech because I thought when he told me to go into War Speech, it was just go into War Speech.
Right.
Not switch back and forth. And he was like, well, maybe you can go into War Speech, Golden Star. And I'm like, I have been. And then Lily's like, no wonder it's been so hard to heal.
I wonder what it'd be like, though, if we were on the opposite side, like if we were more geared up and more experienced with it. And it was.
I thought it went really. I didn't think it. I seriously think that your hour and a half estimate is high. Maybe it included me having to run around and get my quest and everything.
Yeah, it probably included that.
Yeah, because I think that if I was doing the same thing for an hour and a half, I would have been complaining. And I really wasn't complaining. I was like, this is pretty cool. I got a picture of me standing next to his head. I am so teeny compared to that.
I know. Drink. He's huge.
So it was fun. I liked it.
Yeah.
And then my final bit of news is I went on an Orthanc raid with the kin as well. And we took out the Lightning Wing and the Acid Wing.
Yes, we did.
It was our first time of even going to the Acid Wing as a kin. And it was awesome. We did it. So I was very, very proud of us. And I got more loot.
You got
boots. I had boots. Yeah.
Yeah. You did pretty well. But you also unlocked the helm and the...
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but I know I did it. The helm and the, shoulders.
The gloves.
Okay.
Yeah, gloves. All right. I ran tier one, because I'm awesome, Fangorn and Darkneck Unleashed with Kaelin and Bryant. I think I ran the forges, but I don't remember. I think I did. I'm pretty sure I did.
Okay.
I don't remember. I also ran Orthanc with you as well as the Dragok raid, and and I mastered Westfold Metalsmith. I put down Weaponsmith, but it's actually Metalsmith.
Okay, fix that so I don't put that in the notes.
And what else did I do? I now have a full set of Dragok minus the helm, but I've got the Orthanc helm, so it doesn't matter anymore.
That's cool.
Yeah. And Bryant made me a new pocket item. So thank you, Bryant. I appreciate that. He made me one of the new reputation pocket items.
Sweet. Look at us. We're like raiders and stuff.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything next week.
You're not doing anything next week. I still have homework for the dumbs that I haven't done yet. But
I told Elb that my raid goal for the year is officially done, so I can play alts until Rohan comes out.
Your raid goal?
My raid goal is...
What was your raid goal?
To do a raid.
Just to do all raid?
Well, any to do raid? An end game raid. And done end game raids. I'm done. I retire. See you later. No, not really. But
I'm sure that they still want their tank to come.
I'm not the tank. I'm a tank.
You're pretty much the tank.
No. Ionio's there, too.
Ionio is good. I'm not saying that they can't have one, but usually they throw the Hobbit at it first.
Well, we're the only two. That, I guess, sign up or show up. But everybody else, I think, that has a tank has better DPS or is better at DPS because I'm awful at DPS. You don't ever want me as DPS. You don't want me as healer either. In fact, you just want me as a tank.
You just want him as a tank. He's a good tank.
Yeah.
He...
Bad at everything else.
I don't know if you're... Yeah, he plays it like a tank. That's fine.
I was an okay healer for for some of the smaller stuff.
Okay.
Not big stuff.
Okay.
Some of the smaller stuff, like six mans.
I would prefer you to be in a DPS role before a healer role.
Wow, I'm awful at DPS, though.
I can't notice that, though. I can notice when you're a bad healer.
I did all right as a druid every now and again. Every now and again. Yeah, that's pretty much what I did. I've kind of started the new content a little bit.
I was going to say that update 6 is out and I did absolutely nothing. I did not even go to the new region.
I haven't gotten to the new town yet, but I've gotten to the second quest point, so I'm slowly getting there. I think Brian's already like just steamrolled through most of it, and I think Kaylin has too, I'm not sure, but I'm not totally motivated to do it because I know what comes at the end of it is a reputation grind. And I don't think I'm up for that.
I found out I was kindred with the men of Dunling. I didn't know how that happened.
That's pretty easy to do.
Obviously, because I didn't even try.
It's Theodred that takes a little bit more time and effort.
So, yeah. I got my Return to Galdrav skill. That's the only skill, return to whatever skill, that I've ever bought from a kindred vendor.
And Brian says he's kindred with Stangard, which he said was easy to do, and halfway to ally with Heroes of Limelight. Heroes of Limelight's the one I'm not looking for. That's the one that has the great, like, teal items that require kindred, and it's all group content. Dumb stuff. I hate that.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but okay.
I just don't like it because... And I'm sorry. I don't mean to bag on Butchford, but she wrote in the thing that there wasn't going to be a rep. It wasn't going to feel like a rep grind in the new one. And I know she was probably.
You don't even know yet. You haven't been there.
I know Stangard wasn't one, which is what I think she was talking about. But I knew that there was going to be. There had to be another faction in there that's grinding because people got to do something. People who play.
What the heck are the Heroes of the Limelight anyway?
That is the new area where it's all group content orientated.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
It's a new dungeon. It's a rep grind.
For is it dungeon related or is it quest?
There's quests and a dungeon, I believe.
Okay.
So, Bryce says it's not too bad. And I says it's grind.
Moderate Pal said that he did 15 Limelight quests tonight and already hit ally. They're quite generous with their rep.
Okay. There we go. Well, I'll give it a try. Maybe I should beg on it before I go.
That's what I'm saying. You don't even know. You're just...
Arrgh! I'm alt-manning it before I even get there.
You're just being all grumpy with no knowledge.
That's right. Well, it's like I'm
you're on just, the... It's like you're an internet troll.
That's pretty much what I am. how we got a podcast. Shh! Internet troll. All right, well, why don't we go into actual news?
Yes.
And now, the town crier.
So, we've been talking about it, but update 6, Shores of the Great River, was released.
Oh. Yay!
Now what are they going to do? Because I'm already bored.
Oh my gosh, you didn't even do it yet!
I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just kidding. I just think it's so funny when people do that. No, a lot of neat stuff came out. A lot of crafting stuff I'm pretty excited about. Some Lua stuff came out. Wardens got totally revamped, although a lot of bugs, unfortunately.
I was going to say, I heard that they're still kind of broken.
Yeah, well, from what I've heard, they've improved. Threat is a little bit of a issue if you were relying upon a couple of certain gambits, but I've heard overall it's been an improvement, but yeah, bugs are popping up. In fact, I submitted one today, so.
Well, I know there was a bug for minstrels because Brian and I were having problems last night.
Yeah, you guys were, it was an old one where you guys were spec'd the same, had the same buffs, and then you would do a coda and it would clear everybody.
If Brian did a coda, it would clear my ballads.
I thought that they had fixed that. I thought I read that they had fixed that, but
yeah, so I had to go respec and I had to ask Bri to help me because I'm such an idiot. I'm like, I'll respec too because you said it's a good idea. What do I do? Yeah. tell me what you have.
But from what it sounds like, there's gonna be a hot fix patch sometime, I think next week or the week after. where they should be able to fix a lot of these issues.
Okay.
So, here's cross your fingers and keep hope alive.
Keep hope alive, the wardens.
That's right. Runekeeper's also got a whole bunch of stuff changed. And, yeah, I think overall, they've been working hard.
Well, there was a lot of PvMP stuff in this one, too, right?
Yeah, commendations.
Audacity. The wargs and the weavers were... Weavers were updated.
Yeah, war leader. It looks like war leaders, reavers, guardians, and...
Guardians, that's
you. Defiler. Oh, that's all and more stuff. But yeah, I know weavers did. Why don't weavers have an entry here? I don't know. Yeah, if you look at the notes, they're really long. There's lots of stuff.
And we're not going to read them all because that would be extremely boring.
Because let's say if you zoned out reading the patch notes, you're going to zone out listening to us.
Read the patch notes to you.
And everybody, of course, knows that. Let's see, what else? The Instance Finder got adjusted.
Oh, yeah, the Instance Finder.
Seems to work pretty well. I like it. The Barter Wallet fiasco went down. Yeah, lots of changes that everybody's pretty much already familiar with, I'm sure. We've been talking about it for the past couple of weeks.
Right. But it's now live.
Yep,
that's the stuff. Point. There was a trailer also for the Shores of the Great River that they released this week on their YouTube site and Turbines. That's who they are. Turbines YouTube site. If you want to, I thought it was pretty cool. Yeah, did you watch it?
No, I did not. But I have seen that they really have gotten pretty good with their audio visual stuff that's coming out lately. A lot of the screenshots that they did for Update 6 was very beautiful. And, you know, just looking at it right now, like right now, very pretty, very well done.
Well, you have to listen to it, too.
Oh, well, I can't do that. That would ruin the podcast.
Right. So you should have listened to it earlier. But anyway, it's pretty neat. You should watch it. It's worth like the 2 minutes or whatever it is. It's pretty easy.
Okay. I will check it out. We also had a dev diary on Quest Notes.
Well, it's just called Quest Notes.
Oh, called Quest Notes.
Yeah.
This is Jeff Made of Lions Libby talking about the latest part of the Epic storyline, I take it.
Yeah, he's talking about the storyline, and he's talking about kind of why they decided to go to the Great River. Because the question was, and it was like on my mind, so I'm sure it was on others as well, but we just got to Isengard, and now we were going all the way back up around through Lothlorien into the Great River region. Why would we go all the way around? And so the basic reason that Made of Lions cites is that the story that they're trying to tell is going to make more sense if we enter Rohan from west to east. No, east to west.
Okay.
From right to left.
Oh, okay.
They've tried writing it the other way. It just felt forced. It didn't feel right. So the way that they're trying to give us the story, it's going to make the most sense entering this way. So it's part of the reason. Plus, I'm sure that we all kind of wanted to go to the Great River and see all this stuff.
A lot of people have been wanting to see the Anduin and stuff like that, and see the Fellowship break and stuff like that. A lot of people have been asking for it. We get emails all the time. We got emails about that. What, I can't remember what sparked it, but I know we got emails and suggestions where people wanted to go down the Anduin.
Sure. So, also, did you read this?
No.
Did you do anything this week?
No.
You might be interested in it because they discuss how they do the voiceovers for Lord Cho.
Oh, you told me about that.
Mm-hmm. Which is interesting. Their voice talent is all recorded in a personal recording studio or a sound studio off-site with an engineer that's local to them via the internet.
I should totally be a voiceover.
I know. We have a podcast
in
studio.
A world.
I can be the voice of a hobbit somewhere.
Pick I could me. Too. Yeah, I totally could.
I'll do it for free.
And I was just kidding about Update 6. I totally love it. I need to be. I should be a voiceover.
He hasn't even done Update 6, so don't even listen to him about it.
I'm further along than you are.
Great. Anyway, I thought it was interesting. It was a good post. Thanks, Made of Lions.
Yeah, thank you. Made of Lions does phenomenal stuff. And I just also thought, you know, as far as the storyline goes, I assume that we are going to be seeing the Fellowship break. Is that something that they mentioned? Going back and seeing where the Fellowship kind of following along in their lines?
Yeah, is Amon Hen in this one or is it in the next one? I would think Amon Hen would be in the Great River region, but I don't know. Oh. But that's where the Fellowship broke.
You see this a lot in books, though. Where
there's a lot of chickens there.
Where there's, like, where the party... I mean, you see it in The Lord of the Rings, where as the Fellowship breaks and the different groups go off into different sections, it jumps back and forth because of the storyline to make it a little bit more congruent.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So, it just makes sense that Lotro would, you know, follow that same way. Okay. We already mentioned Warden Fixins are on the rise.
On the rise?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I was being flamboyant with my writing. No, Orion posted a list of stuff that are probably going to be coming out in a hotfix style update 10 days from when he posted it, which was March 12th. So he said 10 days or so, you know, don't put that in stone. So around the 22nd, there might be an update for fixing some of the things that were going wrong with the Warden, like Warcry, the bonus threat being associated with a skill will be returning. Battle preparation will be dispelled with Gambit usage, as it should be. Boar's Rush will no longer have a chance to stun, and some other stuff. Give it a look if you're having Warden problems, see if that's in there. He is aware that there are some other things, but he's trying to get the most prevalent breaking stuff, stuff that's broken, fixed first. So,
yeah. Sure.
There's also a possible fix for Mending Verse. So one of the things that Runekeepers saw when they get traded now, and therefore I think it's the 4D bonus, it's a 4 or 5D bonus, is that Mending Verse can be cast while running. Well, you don't have to stop. There's no induction time. It can be cast.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it's very sweet. But the problem was is that some people found that if they were already traded heals, they weren't getting that bonus, so they had to trade and just. To fix it, they had to trade into something else and then trade back into healing.
Like, that's they had weird.
To get the bonus back. So they had to get rid of the bonus.
So if they were just in it, it just didn't work.
Yeah, it just wasn't getting
work. So they had to retrade on purpose to make it work.
Yeah, and so that should fix the problem. If not, do a bug or PM Zombie Columbus. But yeah, that's how a lot of people are fixing that issue.
Well, that's not the fix, right? They're going to fix it so you don't have to...
I would hope so.
that's not... They're just like, just do this and it's done.
It's not something that we've commonly seen before, but it is something that, you know, if it's a workaround, you want it. We try to get it out there so people know about it so they can, you know, take care of themselves.
Right. But that's not how Turbine's going to leave it.
No, that's not a good way. Okay, so what else is going on this weekend?
The Fashion Maven is active this weekend until through Sunday night. It's a GM. It'll be invisible. You won't see them. And they'll just be like hanging around looking at people. They're looking for people wearing green.
Oh, totally. That's why I didn't get picked. I'm not wearing green.
Yeah, I'm just sure that's it. but they're looking for people wearing green for Bull Roar Took Day, which is being celebrated in the game. But of course, everybody knows it's also St. Patrick's Day in the real world, in the real Earth, not the Middle Earth. So all you really have to do is, like, you can't activate this. This is a real person who has to notice you, and then yes. You get something in the mail with a title. So
it's very stealth-like, too. I don't know if anybody's actually ever seen the Fashion Maven.
Oh, my God. Rabbits has had me on his speakers, and his mom heard me laughing, and she came running in thinking he had snuck a girl in his room.
No girl. That's a lady. Lady Goldenstein.
That's a lady.
Oh, Karika, I notice you. And just so you know, Karika is actually doing a pub crawl with MVT on Landerville right now.
Oh, excellent.
And everyone is wearing green.
Hi, Karika.
Okay, so moving on to store news. There's a weekly store going on. With a free sample being the Potion of Restoration.
Yeah, these are the cure-all potions. What are they? The cure, like, poison and disease and wounds or something else. I have some. You can get them from dungeons, but that you can't craft them. You can't buy them anywhere else. So you can get them in game if you run some dungeons. I have some. I don't remember to use them. But you can get 5 of them for free this week by using coupon code PRE673.
So, you know, that one that they did last time, the critical, the critical rune or forging? That was a 750 turbine point item.
What was?
The free sample. I don't know if it was last week or the week before.
Oh, last week, yeah.
Where they did
I told you that.
750. That's a good free sample.
I told you that.
I got it. I just got to tip my hat.
I think I might actually said it on the podcast, but if you didn't listen, that's your own fault.
What? No, that sounds like me. I just want to tip my hat to Turbine that's a pretty impressive free sample. So, thank you.
This week is Potions of Restoration. Don't let Merrick's jabber confuse you.
Yeah, Potion of Restoration. Probably not 750 points.
It's 5 of them, though, and they're free. Why not?
Free potions.
That's right. Tier 7 stat tomes are in the store until March 29th. These are a limited time release. Someone in our comments had said that they are included in this week's stat tome sale.
Oh, nice.
I couldn't check. I've never bought any stat tomes, and so I only see the tier 1s in the store, so I wasn't able to check myself. I can't see the tier 7s, but according to, let me get his name. I'll give him credit. Brerod says, I purchased a tier 7 stat tome yesterday for 20% off. They are included in the sale.
Excellent.
Well, the sale is only until the 22nd, but these stat tomes are available in the store until the 29th, until basically the end of the month. So we haven't seen these since January. I guess that's only been a couple of months. It's only been a couple of months. We haven't seen these since January. They're typically 295 turbine points. This week, they will be included in the 20% off sale.
What else we have going on? We mentioned the stat tomes. All the stat tomes.
Wait, you're missing something. On sale this week until March 18th, there's 50% off green dyes and the golf emotes in celebration of Bull Roar Took Day. Not necessary. It's a fun I totally dig it because it's a fun little play on the holiday that we're celebrating in the game. Green dyes, of course, can be given
scholars.
Scholars. The golf emotes are given by the Gray Company, and one of them is given by a deed. I have information of that on the post if you check in there. So it's not necessary to buy it, but if you are just kind of like, and it's 50% off.
You're like me. You can do it.
Yeah. So anyway, you may continue now.
All right. Stat tomes. We already talked about those. Or for those of you who speak Merrickese, stat tombs.
Stat tombs.
Milestone skills. Also on sale for
20% off. Well, they're 20% off. Yeah.
Have you ever bought one of these?
No.
I have. They're kind of useful, except for the fact that they are tied to one another. So you can't use them like free ports all the way around. That kind of stinks. But for the most part, I don't know. The only reason I find it nice is because I have a buying point in Lothlorien area, and I also have one, or rather the Great River area, and now I have one at the Ox Camp. So it's kind of useful from that perspective, but for the most part, I don't know. I would rather that they just make the Ox Camp easier to get to rather than requiring me to have a milestone point set there and one to where I'm questing. So
I have been playing for almost 5 years with only the one milestone and I've been fine.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, it's like I said, the only downside is that they're just, well, the actual solution is to make the Ox Clan camp easier to get to. I don't know why they made it so difficult. It's like, here's all your rewards and the entrances to the dungeons. Totally not going to make a place for you to
get. I don't know what the Ox Camp is.
That's where all the dungeons are.
Oh. Yeah, that's difficult to get to.
Where all the... That's where
in
you
fact,
buy
I don't
the,
know how to get there.
That's where you buy the raid armor. You got to go all the way through Nankornir up to the...
Do you have to actually run there? There's no, like, horse route?
There's no horse route.
That's stupid.
And that's where all the armor is. That's where the entrances to the dungeons are. That's where the forge is to break the sigils. I mean, if you do endgame stuff, you're going to be going there. And it's very difficult to get there. Well, it's not difficult. It's just a pain in the butt.
It's a pain in the duckus, yeah.
So, yeah, it's ridiculous. And last but not least, the simple rally horn for those who run late. Like me.
I've never bought one, but I have been the recipient of someone using one on me, and it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's nice.
So, they're only 76 turbine points this week. If you need one, it's not a bad item.
They're not a bad buy.
It's just, you know,
it's not a great buy.
Well, it's just not a necessary buy. That's why it gets
a
meh.
It's just a mobile mustering horn, basically, for yourself. So, all right. That concludes the store news. CSDM news, update 6, what happened to your monster by Andang.
Andang.
We go over the changes in PvMP that occurred with update 6. Probably going to want to read this.
Yes, it's very good. It's very thorough. You did a great job.
So what's going on in community news?
Okay, so we got a message. I think it was on Twitter. I believe it was I think it was a tweet from Thromos. And he found some level 90 doors in Bree and was just kind of curious what they were. And I don't know. So if anybody knows what they are or has any idea, I'd be curious to see what it is. It looks like it's in like the Scholar Stair area in Bree. And yeah, if he mouses over it, it says it's minimum level 90, which doesn't exist.
Weird. That's kind of crazy. I wonder what the purpose of that is for.
I found it very curious. I'm just all, I don't know, Sherlock Holmesy about it. It's like, what's going on?
All right, this week's poll was the happiness rating for your class. How happy are you with the current state of your character's class?
Yeah, well, this was fun because Turbine had a forum post asking people what they would change about their classes. So this is kind of just a general poll. It wasn't directed at any class or anything. Just people's overall opinion of how they feel about their class. We had 792 voters on the poll. 48% said that they are very happy with their class. 35% said that they're somewhat pleased with their class. 12% said they are slightly disappointed. 5% say they are very unhappy. And 6 voters said other.
Ah, interesting. Garen in the chat room is saying the devs supposedly level locked them since the content was not ready for the update.
Oh, so it's something that's coming?
That makes sense. I mean, they did that with Fornost.
Oh, did they? Fornost is closed right now.
They closed it off, yeah.
It's closed for renovations.
Renovation. So we know that Fornost is probably...
What do you think they're going to do with Fornost? They have to split that up. That thing
gotta
is
be
huge.
It's got
to
be a Heligrod treatment.
That's what I said. They've got to Heligrod wing it or something.
Heligrod and Numenos, where they chopped it all up and put it into different...
Great Barrows, they did that as well.
No, Numenos was already like that. They just scaled a Numenos.
But... Yeah, Great Barrows, they split up.
Yeah, okay. Great Barrows, Heligrod, yeah. Something like that. It's got to be... It's getting chopped up and made into new dungeons.
So those doors are something that's coming that we can't go in there and see it yet.
Hmm.
Very interesting.
Golden Star is now going to try and level to 90.
Let's just say you stop me.
I will not. All right, back to the happiness rating.
We
totally got sidetracked, didn't we?
Yeah. This week's poll is about the landscape skirmish soldiers. The general question is just, how often will you buy a skirmish soldier landscape token?
Okay. Did we go over how many people were happy with their character's class?
We did all that, honey.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Wow, what's wrong with me?
I read all that, yeah.
Excellent. We are ahead of the game. Raise your glass, or maybe I need to start drinking or something. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. My mental capacity is very harmed right now, apparently.
Yeah, well, you don't seem any different to me.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
All right, Zach writes in, "Hi, guys. I'm not sure if you heard of this, and I don't feel right being the one to pass on the info, but I will because I think it's something that the community should know. Of course, I don't know if you actually want to write about this. It may not be filling for the blog, but... I'll leave that to you. A little over a year ago, Nidor of Brandywine was diagnosed with cancer, and just a few days ago he passed away, which has been confirmed by several members of Brandywine community. This is Bruce/Nidor's original thread, and we'll have that in the show notes. We have a couple of things planned. On the 21st of March at 10 p.m. server time, there will be a memorial service in the moors on Brandywine. More details can be found at the following link, and we'll have that as well. Also, before he passed, Bruce wanted his friends to eat ice cream for breakfast to remember that there are worse things out there. We are also observing that on the 21st, which marks the 1 year diagnosis of his cancer. More information can be found at the following thread. Bruce was well respected by the Lotro community, and I haven't heard a bad thing said about him, which I suppose is rather rare for a PvPer. I would go as far as it's rare to be said about any gamer or a person at all. So I thought I'd take the opportunity to let the community join us.
Well, so. We're very sorry for the loss. That's sad news. When someone loses their battle to cancer, we're very, very sorry for Bruce and his family.
Yeah.
I will totally eat ice cream for breakfast.
We will join you for ice cream on the 21st.
That's very, very positive. It was very nice. But thank you, Zach, for letting us know. I was not aware of this at all. Okay. Duncan Felden writes, "Hi, Golden Star Merrick. Just a reminder to all, uninstall Pando Media Booster and general bandwidth hog. I think it was installed with Rise of Isengard. I remember reading that it uses resources, but I forgot it. Recently noticed my computer was painfully slow. Uninstalled it, and an amazing difference. Duncan Felding."
Thank you very much. I actually... So, little may be known, the fix to trying to defrag your high... the big, large system dat file for your artwork for Lotro is to delete it, then download it and repatch it, which takes about... I don't know, downloading 6 gigs worth of information or something like that, 2-3 gigs. And Pando Media Booster gets installed with that.
Oh, I had it too. I know I have
it. In fact, it gets installed with any time you download something.
I was going to say, I have it too. I uninstalled it because Duncan reminded me. So.
Yeah, I'm actually uninstalling it right now. I did see an article where Pando Media Booster, the company, got all defensive about how they don't take up resources, but I don't know. I don't think I believe
them. Of course they would say that.
Yeah, of course they would. Why wouldn't? No, we totally do it. We totally eat up all your resources.
No, you're right. We suck.
I don't understand. WoW used to use, or WoW still might use, they use BitTorrent.
They use torrents, yeah.
Why wouldn't you use something like that when it's completely free?
I don't know. I have no idea how that stuff works. I don't know if they have to build a special client to push it to us or what.
Yeah, I don't understand. Technology that free works well. Why wouldn't you use it? Anyways, on to player achievements. Thaladus writes, "I reached 45 on my minstrel main. Thursday night, started the legendary item quest. Friday morning, by 11 a.m. Friday morning, I had finished my first legendary weapon. Now I'm back to Forakel to kill more bullwinkles."
Mooses.
Hey, Bullwinkle. Hey, Rocky. Watch Bull Rabbit out.
That is the worst Bullwinkle impression I have ever heard.
I've never watched the show, okay? I just know the line. Shut up. I watched cool stuff.
Rocky Bullwinkle was cool back in the day.
So...
Kaylin writes, "I killed a dragon and made a blanket out of its scales. It's shiny and it glows at night and it keeps me awake." Then later on, I ran my first
skirmish raid.
Oh, I did not know that had an acronym for it. Into the ground. Turns out tier 2 is hard. Several lag spikes later, we did it again on tier 1. The hobbit's pies are safe. For now. That's all. I'm Kaylin, Queen of Barad Gulran, member of the Council of Secret Fire, resident of Landreville.
Hey, Kaylin. Signard writes, "Not sure if this qualifies as an achievement, but started working through the Warden updates on my level 35, now 36, Warden on Arkenstone. Managed to aggro a pair of level 31 elites and take them down without dropping below about 50% health. Though power levels were getting low by the end, I had trouble. However, I had trouble with quest, where I had to prevent a dwarf from getting killed. So my survivability is improving, but threat management, not so much."
And Tony writes, "Odd Hruth, I am sorry. The Unwise reached level 75 and is now searching about for gear and crafting supplies. He has done several three-man Isengard instances and has completed about half of them. Odruth, the Unwise of the Vilya server. He is one of the high ones of the Ardra... 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 Sorry. Kinship.
I don't know. Now you got me doing it.
I know. I'm so overjoyed at having a healer.
All right. In closing, we'd like to thank the following people for their reviews. Robert H.
And Norman 728.
And the following people for their donations. Paul W.
Ricardo B.
Jeffrey G.
Colin B.
Michael L.
Yes.
And now for a good impersonation.
That's my Wookiee.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. You all wished you had a Wookiee.
Title. All right, so how can people reach us if they would like to?
You can visit our blog at www.casualstrolltomordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrolltomordor.com or leave us a voicemail at 520-261-CSTM. That's 2786. We're available to follow on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. Please leave us a review on iTunes or on the Zune Marketplace, and we would really appreciate it. You can listen to us live Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Middle Earth Network Radio.
So, thank you everybody for tuning in, downloading, streaming. Carica wants to know if I'm hairy. I'm really not.
No, he's not very hairy. In fact, he's losing more hair every day. He's becoming less hairy.
I am, actually. Yeah. Not that hairy of a dude. Yeah, that's pretty much all that is going on. So, thank you guys very much for tuning in. Kind of a short episode this week, but, you know, it's kind of to be expected after patch week. There's really not a lot going on. Everybody's pretty much already heard of everything that's...
Well, and, you know, it's nice to talk about it anyway.
Yeah, no, Turbine's taking a little bit of break. I am sure with their... I mean, we know Rohan is coming up this fall. I would expect news to start trickling on about it pretty soon, especially with PAX East coming around the bend. All right, so have a good week, everybody. We'll talk to you again next week.
See you, bye.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com. That's mymiddle-earth.com.